Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning, and he looks great for himself. Great to see him in his Notre Dame sweatshirt today, Mr. Davidson.
It was good to see him.
Thanks to see
sporting the colors.
And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday.
Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Up to the plate there with the game on the line in the 10th.
He's going to do it. That's the only thing going through my mind. He's going to do it.
What left you so confident?
Because it's Juan Soto. Pay my guy. Pay Juan Soto.
I'd ask you how much, but we'll leave that for another day.
$700 million.
Yeah, that might be a little bit more than anyone had anticipated.
I don't know.
But that's a lot of
Ohtani,
money.
$700.
Yeah, pay him the same.
He's 26.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Brandon Fryer. No.
I will never pull on a man when he's down, but I will be the person to lift him up. I tell myself every morning what I want for myself, I want for everyone. And I do not want the treatment that Deshaun Watson has received from these passionate fans. I know you love this game, but Deshaun was treated badly.
Yeah. He was really misused.
Jameis Winston.
That was Jameis Winston saying that. Very kind of him to do so.
Not really.
And, hey, Marshall Harris is here. Marshall! And he's with Dan. It's Dan Bernstein. You started talking too soon. We hadn't even introduced you. What are you doing? You ruined
it. The question I have is, how many sexual assault settlements does one have to have before I can cheer the fact that they're hurt?
26 right now.
I know. What's the threshold? Can I be happy he's hurt if it's 28?
Dan, he has more settled lawsuits than touchdown passes as a as a Clevelander.
Yeah, but like, what are we doing here? It's like, oh, this is, how dare you?
Miles Garrett
Miles
was similar.
Garrett said,
Miles I don't care
Garrett
what Miles
said,
Garrett says.
He's never done anything bad on or off the field.
Well, except all the sexual assaults.
Well, we've all done things that were not good, but not on that level.
What I'm saying is,
to not understand why your fans are reacting the way they are, that's over my head.
It's a walking piece of garbage, and you're not allowed to be happy he's suffering? What are we doing? Of course you're allowed to be happy he's suffering. He's horrible.
I don't know that I'm taking it as far as Dan, but I understand the reaction, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm old enough to remember when Michael Irvin got put down in Philadelphia, and obviously the fans were – but Michael Irvin had done nothing – to the effect of what Deshaun Watson
has done. Ruined so many women's lives. Did you listen to their testimony? Did you listen to what they said?
You read that game?
Listen to what they said under oath and all of this stuff and depositions and everything they swore to what this guy did to them. And we're supposed to, well, you can't be happy. You're in hell. Screw
but those
you.
Are his teammates, so it's different for them. They're in a different position with different perspective. But like I said, my thing is I understand the reaction. But at the same time, I can see why his teammates are trying to hold it down for him.
I remember being in Philly at an NFL game, and they opened the game and they ran like a short run up the middle, and the crowd just went just started booing like crazy, and we were sitting there what is this about? What's going on? It was the Rich Kotite era. And they had opened 7 consecutive games by running up the center of the field, and everybody booed. Like they never had a chance. The game had just begun, and the crowd was already turned on.
One of the worst coaches in NFL history.
Oh, the rising head of Rich Kotite.
He's always kind of like the comp.
Yep.
Well, he's as bad as Rich Kotite.
Yep.
That's the superlative of bad coaching.
That's the standard. That's the whole bar.
We had a whole bit. Terry years ago, I forget who we started with, which crappy Bears coach it was, but we always talked about the vision of look at the horizon. It's the rising head of Rich Kotite. Yep. And you see that awful Jets baseball hat and then his tinted sunglasses. And like, we would always measure sort of where are we on the level. Like, can you see the top of his nose yet? Mm. Is coming up there?
He opened seven straight games by handing it. And the fans noticed and booed.
Yeah, the fans know everything in Philly. They're not
booing this week. It is. Saquon Barkley has them singing a different
tune. It's a one-week reprieve.
That was really impressive.
There were barely any fans arrested.
Listen, Saquon is just going back to Hard Knocks the offseason. That's going to go down in infamy as one of the all-timers. That entire conversation, the way it went down, and they just let him walk. Now he's running all over them.
They thought Chicago might sign him, as I recall in that conversation.
They could have used him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he'd fit well. He'd fit well anywhere.
He's an anywhere, anytime, any place guy.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't spend a lot on a running back, but
that one I might have a different idea.
That's what they said about Christian McCaffrey, and he might be starting to erode.
But yeah, they did get him to the Super Bowl, and
right.
I think McCaffrey was money well spent.
You take that, yeah.
Where they were 3-4 when they.
I take it to win a Super Bowl. I don't know about get to one.
Well, you got to get to one before you can win it.
I know, but if in the retroactive deal,
that was one of the great Carolina deals. So I would be in on those deals. Anyone they wanted to trade, I think you talk to them.
They traded everybody now.
Yeah.
They've traded. They don't have anybody left.
They're running out of players.
Andy Dalton and friends.
Well, Bryce Young's going to probably get traded.
Well, he could. If they're not going to play him, he should.
Right.
Let him free him from that experience, because they are so bad, there's no compelling reason not to play your number one draft pick last year who was an investment. Give him a chance.
David, they let him come in and mop up duty. He had two completed passes for negative yards. That's where they are as a team. That's what I'm saying. The Bryce Young situation is horrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
So I noticed, do both of you have TV makeup on? Do you have to do makeup every day now?
No. We don't have TV makeup on.
We don't. That's a great question, though.
We don't have to.
Not this morning. No.
No, we don't have to.
Okay, I just wonder.
But Molly does.
Is this a thing that like, oh yeah, it just so happens that yes, we're on television, or is this like, okay, now you're a TV guy, you're kind of a big deal?
To be fair, I've always thought you were a big deal.
Yeah, I don't believe that anyone else feels that way other than Dan.
We won't be putting makeup on. It's between 7 and 9 when we're on the CHSL.
All right. Just make, there's mission creep on these things. Consultants are going to be in here dyeing your hair next. They're going to tell you to get the blonde, frosty tips. Somebody get that little Ryan Shiverini look going.
Well, but to be fair, David's already full-time TV.
I know.
So he's already at the mode of TV.
That's true.
That's his default setting now. Is that fair, David?
Yeah, they have promised us a certain amount of money for Extreme Makeover.
And wardrobe? So do you get wardrobe allowances now?
They got the flag and anthem.
The flag and anthem. I know, but I'm just making it. Look, I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
We will change nothing.
Yes. I like that. Be true to yourselves. They knew what they were signing up for, right, guys?
The hard part, actually, if there is a hard part to this, it's Dustin and Brandon have the involvement of what changes their day-to-day
coordination,
minute-to-minute coordination.
Yeah,
we do nothing.
They're no longer allowed to sleep during the program.
They cannot yawn.
And they must, and oddly, they have to wear shorts and t-shirts every day. I don't know how that happened.
With flip-flops.
Yes.
And Dustin has to paint his nails.
Yes, I don't know how that happened, but somebody messed
Dustin
up
has to
that,
paint his nails.
That part of the negotiation.
And then they said, we weren't going to do this until that was allowed.
Oddly enough.
We have a very full show today getting ready for this enormous game for the Bears. And this is really deserving of midseason hype in a way that maybe other games are not. This is a meaningful game coming up for the Bears. We'll discuss why and how. Anthony Herron will join us at 11, high noon, 11:45. Dan Wiederer at noon. Emory Hunt is going to give us some football thoughts at 1 o'clock. Host of CBS HQ, owner of footballgameplan.com, and got a lot of stuff coming your way.
Have a great show.